wonderful thing to be in church.
Amen.
I said, isn't it a wonderful thing to be in church? Amen. To have the blessings of God. Amen. To be seeking His face and to be seeking His will. Amen. Thank God. Sister Dolly, finally came back.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Nevertheless, she was had some business to take care of. We honor God for that. Thank God. I haven't met her yet, but we thank God for having NC here with us.
Amen. Amen.
So we have to get her. My wife better, so that's the only thing that's important.
Yeah.
Because I'm like secondary. Amen. We just honor the call for that. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand now. We're not going to. Friday, we start a little late, James chapter 2. Thank God. Isn't it good to know that God is on your side?
Amen.
Amen. No matter how bad situations get, it's so good to know that Jesus is our Savior.
Yes.
Amen. We should sing a song, Jesus is my Savior, and I
will not be moved.
Shall not be moved. I'm in His loving.
Yes.
Amen. I shall not
be moved.
Just like a tree.
When?
As a plant by the water, I
shall not be moved.
Amen. And truly tonight we thank God for that. Jesus is my Savior. Amen. Oh, it's the Savior.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
Amen. When everybody else sets you down, I said, Jesus is my Savior. And I thank God for that. I shall not be moved. Amen. Tonight, amen. We're going to deal with more with trust. Can we stay on trust for a little while?
Yes.
Amen. We're going to deal tonight with trust. Amen. So we're going to start reading here in chapter 2. We're going to read verses 14. I'm not going to make you read it all. We're going to read verses 14. Actually, we're going to read verses 14 to 26. Amen. This way, this will give your blood a chance to get flowing. For those who didn't get a chance to say the praise the Lord, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So James chapter 2, verse 14. Do you have it yet? This video technician. Okay, well, we'll start and they'll catch us. Verse 14 reads, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm, and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Once again, verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Stop right there. May the Lord have blessed to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Amen.
Truly, it's good to know who the Lord is. Amen. It's so good to know that in the midst of all of our troubles and difficulties, we have a Savior. Amen. We do have a prayer request. Let's pray right quick. I forgot to mention it. Amen. We had a young lady that's dealing with cancer called yesterday, Lizzie Gomez. And then I heard that Sister Ruby Carey is in the hospital undergoing some tests. They think she may have a heart attack. So look, let's send that proxy for them. Oh, Kip, and the young girl with the leukemia. Amen.
Matisa, she's dying of HIV. She has one day left.
Amen. So, you know, there's just so much. When you hear what somebody else is going through, our situations don't seem so bad.
Amen.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we stand and stand in the stead of, Lord, we know the needs on this evening. Lord, we lift up the young child with fighting cancer, Lord, the young lady with the HIV. Lord, we lift up Sister Ruby Caraway. Father God, we lift up Sister Lizzie Gomez, Lord God, Linda Lewis, my father. Lord, you know the needs we have on this evening. Now, Father God, we trust and believe your word. We ask anything in your name, you're doing. Now, Lord, we stand on your word and we stand on your promises. Nevertheless, our prayer is, Lord, not our will, but thy will be done. Now, all these blessings and favors for the king, can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hey.
Ready after?
Amen.
Amen. Otherwise, boy, be yelling at. Amen. Hopefully, you'll be starting a Spanish church up in the world. Amen. We just thank God for all of his goodness and mercy.
Amen.
And once again, we're going to deal with trust. Now, trust, if you can remember this, trust is faith in action.
Mm-hmm.
Trust is not just faith, but trust is faith in action. And as we go through the teachings tonight, we're going to show you how that when we really put our faith to work, even though there are things that we should, according to the word of God, we should not be available to us. And we're showing you through the scripture tonight because of our faith. Our faith can strike a chord in God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was studying, it's sort of like, you know, a lot of people say, well, you can't, their opera singers can't break glass. But they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can get their voice on the right chord, amen, they can break glass.
Mm-hmm.
So our faith is of such, though there are things that we should not be able to get, our faith can break the glass that will hold us from getting the blessing that God has. But in order for that opportunity to break the glass, they can have all the most beautiful voice in the world, but they have to do what? Sing. Mm-hmm. They have to do something. It's not going to just happen.
Right.
So in our walk with God, a lot of times we want God to do everything, and we stand to do nothing. Amen. But let's go back to verse 14. I'm under the gun, so I got to go fast tonight. Amen. Amen. You don't want to say that, so I don't think you have to speed it up. I have to do our own. But you know, in our lives, we want so much from God. But we want God to do everything, and we just sit back. You know, I know our young kids in this school, they have different kind of energy. It's called kinetic energy and potential energy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, kinetic. I'm not going to give y'all a whole science class. But kinetic energy is energy in motion. Potential energy is energy that could be in motion, but it's dormant. It's just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our faith is potential faith. It's dormant. We need to have kinetic faith. And that kinetic faith is trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's faith in action. Verse 14 reads, what does the prophet, my brother, do? A man say he has faith and have not
works.
Have not what?
Works.
Can faith save him? It doesn't mean that it means that faith by itself save him. Amen. So what does it do? Next verse. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding. That's nothing potential.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you know that need. You say, oh yes, God bless you, go do this. Amen. If you read Proverbs, I believe, the end of Proverbs chapter 3 gives the same type of scenario. For the sake of time, we won't go there. But later on, read about Proverbs chapter 3. A lot of times in church, we have the tendency to be talking church. Talk makes sense. We don't want to do anything, we just want to talk. Amen. We don't want to put our faith into action. Amen. So it says, notwithstanding he gives them not those things which are needful to the body, what?
Does it profit?
Even so, faith, if it has not worked, is what? But the key to it is being what?
Alone.
Alone. So when we trust God, we have to have faith, but it has to be faith and
motion.
Action. There have to be works. There have to be deeds that accompany the faith. Yea, man may say that I have faith. That's the limit. Keep on the next verse. Well, we know everybody knows this, right? Thou believest in how many gods?
One.
I'm probably trying to figure out how many can find three all the time. Mm-hmm. The Bible says plainly there's what?
One.
One God, thou
do as well.
Do as well. He said, but nevertheless, that's not enough just to believe. Because even the devils believe, but they tremble. The next verse. But wilt thou, O vain man, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is what?
Dead.
Was not Abraham our father justified by words when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made what?
Perfect.
Complete. Amen. By works and with works were they made complete, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God. But he went further than that. Amen. Tonight it's good to believe. Amen. We've got to go further than that. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And as a result of him believing God and doing something, he was called the
friend of God.
All right, let's go. We're going to come back to this. Go to Genesis chapter 22 quickly. Genesis chapter 22. We'll go through each person. Now, once again, our faith can strike a chord with God. And our faith from striking a chord with God, it can break or open up doors that normally would be closed. That's why the scripture said God can close a door that no man can open. But when we activate our faith with work, then God will open a door that
no man.
Even though we're going to read a little later, the word says, well, you can't, you shouldn't. When your faith strikes a chord with God, it will open doors that no man can close. Verse 1. It came to pass after these things that God, it means he tested Abraham concerning his faith. Amen. To find out that Abraham fully trusted him. That God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Go down to verse 12. Verse 12. We know the story of Abraham and Isaac. And if we don't, we can read it a little later in your spare time because I'm about to be gone. So I can't do the preaching stuff and do all the extra stuff. I gotta stick to the script tonight, amen. Alright. So it happened. God had told Abraham he wanted him to go out. His son, now he had another son, but he said, thine only son, which I recognize. Amen. Because we learned a little earlier, Abraham tried to force a hand to God and make God accept something. So God waits all of this time. Now, it took him 25 years before Isaac was born. Now he waits another 14, 15, or 16 years. He's trying to prove or test Abraham. As we said on Wednesday evening after prayer, we said, God, teach me. And God teaching us, God has to take us through a test to see what's really in us. Do we believe his word or not? So God is now teaching, and he's going to also test Abraham. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know. Amen. He said, before, now God already knew, but he wasn't revealing this unto him. He was trying to show Abraham, you graduated. Amen. You passed the test. The reason that some of our circumstances have not changed is we have not yet passed the test. Amen. Yes, we have faith, but our works deny God. Amen. You say, well, brother or sister, has God done this for you? Well, he's going to do it. Your faith denies God. Because faith is not what you have. Faith is what you're projecting to have or to be. That's what faith is. But faith, if it has not works, is
dead.
It doesn't mean a thing. Amen. So he said, now know that thou fearest
God.
God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine
only son.
So God permitted the situation with, remember, Abraham and Sarah loved Isaac. Amen. But God, if this was us, you know, after God gives us the promise, God will test you with the promise. You get what God has been promising you, but then God takes the promise, and he will use that promise to test you. To find out, do you really fear me? This fear means to reverence God, to have God in such a high esteem that whatever God asks you, you'll do it. That's what fear means. But if we were Abraham, we say, Lord, you must be talking to the wrong person. Amen. You must be making a mistake. You think, after I waited 40 years, I'm going to go say my promise? God uses your promise to reveal what's really in you. Amen. So he said, now I know. The first verse said, God was testing. Now, tempting means to test, or in other words, he was proving Abraham. Tonight, what little things are God using in our lives to prove us, to reveal that to us? When we go through it, do we really fear God? Amen. Listen, Abraham had the knife up. He wasn't thinking about it. He had faith with what?
Action.
A lot of us have faith, but we will not bring the knife up. We would, and if God had not called Abraham, you can read about it from verses 1 through 11 or 2 through 11. If God had not called to stop Abraham, he would have slain Isaac, because he said, I believe, be able. Abraham said, now I've been walking with God for a long time. I've seen God do some stuff. Amen. First of all, he gave me Isaac out of nothing. Because my body was dead and so was Sarah. So if God can do it then, he can do it now. Our problem is some of us have forgotten the annals of what God has done in our lives. Annals are some chronological things that God has done. God has done some things in our lives, but we've forgotten about those things because of these things. The things that are before us now makes us forget what God has done. Trust is faith in action. Amen. Everybody can talk the game. Even the devils talk, but they don't have the words. Go back to James, back to James chapter 2. Because I got to get to the next one, which is where we're going to really focus on more so than anything. I'm going to skip down to verse, go down to verse 25. Verse 25, because this is striking a chord with God. This is a door that's closed. Because we're going to read here, likewise also was Rahab the harlot justified by
works.
Was Rahab, was she a part of God's people, or was she had been what would have been the outcast, the Gentiles, or the Lord's? So she had no rights to the
promise.
Amen. Rahab was outcast. She was a Canaanite. God said, don't learn their ways, don't have no part. He said, don't even marry them. Amen. But faith. She should have been an outcast. Right. She should not have been a part of it. We're going to show you later. She was not just in the family, but she was part of the royal lineage.
That's right.
By faith.
Faith
has to have works. Everybody can talk salvation. Everybody can talk about how big our God is, but most of the time when it comes to proving God, we just shrink back into the shadows. Amen? So it says, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is what?
Dead.
So faith without words is dead.
Also,
this is such a vivid illustration. If you stop breathing, guess what?
Dead?
Hello? You don't need to be no genius on this one. You stop reading, you what? Amen. So what he's using a vivid illustration, say, listen, in church, when you stop doing stuff, you die. Mm-hmm. Just as simple as when you stop breathing, you die. Faith without works is dead. Now go to Hebrews 11:31, and then we're going to go to the book of Matthews. Matthew. I'm from down south, but can I have the S to it? Can I have an S? J-E-S-U-S? No. By faith, the harlot Rahab. Every time they mention Rahab, she should have been disqualified because she was unclean. Mm-hmm. Not only was she a Canaanite, not only should she have not been an outcast, back then they stoned these type of people. Every time they mentioned her, they mentioned that she was a what?
Harlot.
So automatically she should have been disqualified from receiving a blessing from God. Amen. Not only did she receive a blessing, but she was part of the avenue or the channel for which the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ came.
Right.
Because of
faith.
Yes.
When you strike the right chord with God, even though she should have been an outcast, should have been stoned, should have never been permitted into the family of God, her faith struck the chord with God.
Right. Yes.
So I'm saying we have to allow our faith to go beyond the norm. Amen. Because when we look at this, you say, you know what? Everybody knows what they think about a harlot, right? They got different terminologies today, but we know what it means. Right? So when you go, you want somebody to be around, you're going to go get the person that's a harlot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Amen. It's sort of like this crazy trial that's going on. They said they didn't want that girl around none of their family.
Right.
Amen. I'm not using names. Because if you don't know, you got to watch the news. Amen. But a harlot is someone that you look on with disdain. Remember they brought the woman to Jesus and said she was called in the act of adultery as part of being a harlot. They said she should be what?
Stoned.
They did not look on them highly at all. But they keep saying something about her faith overruled her past. Her faith overruled her past. You know how sometimes people like to bring their past up? My faith strikes a chord with God.
All right.
Even though the door should be closed. Even though I should be disqualified.
All right.
Hallelujah. I don't have to go by what you think. I use my faith to strike a chord with God.
Right.
Because I trust God, I'm going to have faith, and my faith is going to be in action. So it said, Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Now go to Matthew chapter 1. Now we're going to go, we went over Ruth. We're going to go through the genealogy of Jesus. Now, Matthew gospel was written to who?
Jews.
The Jews. Amen. He's writing to the Jews. He's using the genealogy to prove that Jesus is the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now part of writing, part of the genealogy, it wasn't customary for them to use women in the genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the man, the man, the man. Well, Matthew uses his genealogy, but not only does he use a woman, but let's see what he does. Go to verse 5. Verse 1, read 1 through 1 and 5. The book of the generations of who?
Jesus Christ.
The son of David, the son of Abraham. Now go to verse 5. Y'all can read verses 2, 3, and 4 and on. And Salmon begat Boaz, a Boaz of who?
Rahab.
That's Rahab.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Greek. Wait a minute. They're showing the genealogy? And who shows up in the genealogy?
Rahab.
First of all, women aren't supposed to be in there. And they're showing that Jesus is the Messiah to the Jews, but they're bringing in a Gentile, and a Gentile of disrespect. Amen? Because your faith can strike a chord with God. Not only did God deliver her, amen, but she's part of the royal lineage. That's what faith can do. When you put it in action. So she was, now, Salmon begat Boaz, and we read just Boaz, but it's Boaz, but we know Boaz married who?
Ruth.
Ruth, we just went over that, right? And Ruth was a what? Moabite. And the scripture said a Moabite shall not enter into the family of God, even until the 10th generation. And the reason that when they went down, when Elimelech, Naomi, Chilion, and Mahlon went down into Moab, they all died but Naomi. Because God told them strictly, do not go to the Moabites. He said, don't even ask for their peace, their prosperity. He said, stay away from them. He said he could not stand the Moabites. But all of a sudden, another Gentile? A Canaanite, and then a Moabite, God had no pleasure with them. God said, don't give your sons to them, don't take them, their daughters, to have no parts with them. But faith can strike a chord with God. So the door that should have been closed to Rahab, the door that should have been closed to Ruth, God opened it because of their faith. Amen? And Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse. So we find that two women in this genealogy. How did they get there? By faith. Amen? Ruth, a Moabite. Amen? And that's why part of the reason Naomi did not want to take her back, because he knew that Moabites had no parts with being with Jews. And that's why she told Orpah and Ruth, she said, stay back with your people and with your God. don't try and come back with me. Amen. But she could not persuade Ruth to go back. She said, not only am I going back, she said, but your God will be my God. She said, if anything but death separate us. Amen. That's faith in action. That's trusting God. Amen. What she was saying, you see that, listen, you don't have anything to offer me, and I'm going back, and I'm not going to be accepted. Anybody ever feel like you're not going to be accepted? Your faith. And that's what I'm saying, in the employment world, we are the child of God.
Right.
What you want, put your faith to work. And if it's God's will, eventually you're going to have it. How in the world could Rahab the harlot and Ruth the Moabite, which God did not particularly look upon at all, how did they get into the royal lineage? They're part of the genealogy of Jesus. By what faith? And Jesse begot David, the king, and David, the king, begot Solomon with her that had been the
wife of Uriah.
Wait a minute. What in the world is this? We know this was an adulterous situation, but faith can strike a chord with God. Amen. I started a little late. I got to go back up to verse 4 because I missed one. Go back up to verse 4. Go back to verse 4. Go back to verse 3 because I missed Tamar. And Judas begot Phares and Zerah of Tamar.
Another one.
Now, this is still part of the royal lineage. But Tamar produced Phares through an incestuous situation. Your faith. These are Gentile and ungodly situations. But Matthew is showing that God, look what God can do. Even though you are the Jew, God can use whoever he wants if they have the faith. Amen. So we read first, we got Tamar, then we get down to Rahab, then we go to Ruth, And then we go to Bathsheba. These were ungodly situations, but faith can strike a chord with God. Amen. Now, we know, what happened to Sarah? Because we know Sarah was real. What happened to Rebecca? Amen. What happened, the reason that they're not in the lineage? If we were writing the story, amen, we were writing from our perspective, we would leave them, those others out, because you know what? They just don't have nothing to offer God. But your faith can dictate to God. Our faith can strike a chord with God.
Yes.
And no matter what anybody else does, they cannot close that door that God has opened. But faith without works is what?
Dead
being alone. Just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead being alone. Amen. Go back to Matthew. Go back down to verse 6. And Jesse begot David the king, and David the king begot Solomon of her that had been
wife of your eyes.
This is how God is. They never mentioned Bathsheba. Every time they mention her, they always mention her as who? The wife. You would think that. You said, obviously God didn't really honor that relationship between David and Bathsheba. Because they never say David and Bathsheba. They say David and the wife of Uriah the Hittite. Amen. So if that was us, we said, listen, why? You know, be real. Amen. You know, I mean, look at the situation. What is he doing with her? What's she doing? What's this? Amen? Alright, y'all been. Alright, come on, man. We know. You a harlot in my family? Somebody that committed incest in my family? Let's do it that way. I bet you say amen now, right? Right. You understand that? Right? Incest? Harlot? And you know what kind of life they live? Amen. You would have sold somebody else's wife and then had the husband killed. You want that in your family? Amen. But what I'm saying is, we know when we look at that situation, we disqualify all four of those women. But faith. Our faith can strike a chord with God. Though everybody else will eliminate us and count us out, God will count us in. Amen. Because of our faith. The reason that we're not receiving from God is because we don't have faith. These are four of the most abstract and worst examples that you can have of being in the royal lineage. Incest, amen. Adultery, harlot, but God. We're saying that to say, why are we receiving from God? Because we don't have faith with works. Anytime a harlot, someone that God said would never enter into the family of God, would be accepted. Not only are they in the church, but God is using them. Now we say, okay, we say, how about Rachel? You know the Bible talks about Rachel. What about Sarah? What about Rebecca? What about these godly women? Amen. God uses whom he will.
Yes.
If you put your faith to work. But the most of the time, you know, we say, well, God won't use me. That's faith without works. Because before we even go forward, we disqualify ourselves. That's not God. Trusting God is faith in
action.
All right, y'all missed that at the beginning, right? Amen. Trusting God is faith in what?
Action.
All right, come on. Can I get some help? Somebody said, I wish I had a praying church. Trusting God is faith in action.
Yes, sir.
Not just to talk. Amen. But it's doing something with what God has given us. We don't overcome. We don't have the victories that we should have because of a lack of works. Yes, we believe God, but where's your faith with your works? Amen. It's not just good enough to talk the talk, but we must also walk the walk. Amen. And I don't have enough time, because of time, to go into it completely. But we really need to do a word study. We need to read the Bible and say, we would have disqualified, but God used. People, we would have said we had no chance, but God used them because of their faith. When you have faith, you will refuse to be denied. You will refuse to allow people, situations, circumstances, and conditions to control your faith or the outcome. Because faith is the substance of things that are
hoped for,
and most of all, it's the evidence of things that are
not seen.
Amen. For what a man seeth, the Bible says, why doth he yet
hope for?
But if we hope for that we see, not then do we with
patience, wait for it.
Patience,
wait for it.
Most of the time, in the middle of our trial, we get so impatient. And we stop waiting. Let God work in you according to his will. Because the scripture says, God that does what?
Work in you,
both to will and to
do.
Whatever you're doing, God is working it out. He's bringing you both to will and to do of his own
good pleasure.
How do you lose? Whatever we're going through tonight, God is working us to do of his own good pleasure. Trusting God is faith in action. Amen. You don't have to understand it. I'm sure when Rahab saved the spies, she never knew that she'd be listed in Faith Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
She never knew she's not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament. Amen. But she was moved by faith.
Yes.
If I can challenge us to do anything tonight, allow your faith to move you to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. As God told the children of Israel, you dwelt on this mountain long enough. Mm-hmm. It's time to move on. In church, we get so stagnated. Or just plain dormant. We won't do anything. Amen. We just happy to come to church, sing a song, say a testimony, give an offering, and run outside the door. When there's a dark, dying world all around us. People need to be saved. People need to know the truth. But we can't help anybody else because we can't allow our faith to strike a chord with God. So instead of us trying to help somebody else, we're wallowing in our own situation. Poor me.
I'm self-pity.
Woe is me. All right, y'all like to say amen. We know that's how it is. Oh, if I was this one, if I was that, my whole life would be different. Let your faith dictate the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Faith without works is dead as we stand. Amen. God. If God can use a harlot, if God can use women that should not have been included, you mean God can't use us? It's not according to your talk, but it's according to your walk. It's according to your faith. Jesus, when he healed everybody, he said, according to your what?
Faith,
so be it unto you. Amen. You can have what you need from God if you have faith. Most of us continue to miss out on blessings that God has intended. We're sorry, because, as the ministers come forward, we refuse to use your faith. Amen. Don't disqualify yourself when it comes to God. Because the scripture says concerning God, he's able. Anybody know God is able? Let's give him a wave for him. Come on, give him a wave for him. Do you know he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think? If you ask it and can think it, God will exceed that. put something on your heart that you want God to do for you. In the book of Malachi, God says, prove me. Amen. God wants the challenge. Our challenge is not our lips. Our challenge is our faith. Only our faith can strike a chord with God. Amen. To open doors that normally should be closed. And our faith can close doors that should be open for us. Amen. Tonight, allow your faith to work. Allow your faith to move. Amen. Tonight, while you're standing where you're at right now, put something on your heart. Put something on your mind that you want. Now, I'm going to come to myself and don't ask for a house or car and all that. Let's get some spiritual blessings. Amen. Because when we get a spiritual blessing, the Bible says all these things will be added if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He said that all these other things should be added. So put a spiritual desire on your heart. Amen. Put something on your heart that you want God to do. Amen. And then when God does His spiritual stuff, you get the residual effect of everything else in this society.